Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with a commentary of the Sfarno and the notes and the translation of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are here in Chapter 4, Paragraph 15, Perek Dalad Mishnah Tedvav. Short Mishnahs, but wonderful Mishnahs nonetheless. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua says, Yehi chavo talmidcha chaviv alecha kishalach. Let the honor of your student be as dear to you as your own honor. It reminds me of the idea in the Talmud where it says, more than I learn from my teachers, more than I learn from other people, is that I learn from my students. The person I learn most from is my student themselves. If you're a teacher, you're a rabbi, you're a professor, you have someone under your wing, the person you learn most from usually and should be and can be and often is, especially explained here, the student themselves. I remember having a fieldwork student for level one. I'm an occupational therapist, I'm an OT. So when I had a student for level one, they came once a week or twice a week, and I would teach what I could to them and show them how I do my sessions and show them how to go about working for the city, working for the system. And last year I had a student for 12 weeks who joined me every day remote. And I tell you, it's much more difficult to go about the business and try to give them a functional experience and a very rigorous, wonderful teaching experience when you're the mentor. And that's how you learn so much from them. How much can you teach them? How much can you give over to them? What can you show to them? What can you give to them in your field of expertise, in your field, in your profession, in your teaching life? You get the most from teaching your students, from learning from your students. So the honor of their honor should be as dear to you as your own, if not more. If we would give honor to others and give them honor more than we would ourselves, maybe the world would be better. We wouldn't be chasing honor, chasing kavod all the time. Kavod chavercha kevmora rabach. The honor of your colleague should be like the reverence for your teacher, your great teacher. Give your colleagues honor. Give those around you honor. Give them respect. Umora rabach kemora shamayim. And the reverence for your teacher should be like the reverence for heaven. They say that one of the sages couldn't figure out one of the S's in the Torah. And he would go around and he would expound all the S's in the Torah. I believe it was Rabbi Akiva maybe. Or somebody else was actually going about it and he couldn't figure out Es Hashem L'Kechatiro or something like that. And he couldn't figure it out, and then he threw out all the expositions he did in the Torah. Rabbi Kiva comes along, I believe, and says Es Hashem L'Kechatiro, that is to include the Talmidei Chachamim, the rabbis, the Rabbanim, because when you're fearing heaven, you also have to fear those that heaven put on this earth, those that Hashem in heaven put on this earth, and those are the Rabbanim, those are the teachers. And then all of those expositions were able to stay and to be able to be extant and able to be learned. So when it comes to honor, the honor of your students should be very dear. That's who you really learn most from. The honor for your colleagues should be like a great teacher, and your grand teacher should be like Hashem. And if we would give all this honor to those around us, maybe there would be better honor in the whole world at large. The Sfarno points out, behold, included in the honor of God, blessed is he, is the obligation to honor his sacred things and holy ones, as it is written, V'hadarta p'nei zakin v'yareisam elokecha. You shall see and you shall honor the presence of a sage, you shall revere your God, that comes from Vayikra. Therefore, the sage cautions us to honor Torah scholars on an ascending scale, in keeping with Malan Bakodesh, Ve'en Warid, and we ascend in matters of sanctity, we don't go down, coming from Brachos 28a. Thus, let this honor of your student, who is inferior to you, be as dear to you as your own. The honor of your colleague, who is equal to you, should be on the level of your reverence for your teacher, who is superior to you, and your reverence for your teacher should be equal to your awe and reverence of heaven, of which there is nothing more elevated. The notes point out there's a tendency to inflate one's own importance and deprecate the worth of others. To correct this imbalance, we should elevate each person one level higher and thus reach parity. The Sfarno reads this idea into the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. He urges his disciples to honor everyone a level higher than their perceived status, be it one student, colleague, or teacher. So when it comes to the honor of those around you, you yourself don't chase honor, don't pursue honor. Honor will flee from you. Pirkei Avos in the Talmud teaches us elsewhere. You want honor, you run away from it. But honor those around you. Honor those students that you have. Understand they teach you the most. Honor your colleagues. honor your teacher, and honor your teacher like you honor heaven, of course. Honor heaven, honor Hashem, be mekad Hashem Shemayim in your own life through Torah, mitzvos, and chesed as much as possible every single day. Join us next time as we talk about being meticulous in study here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.